me.
Cindy, we come to that time of the show.
That time where we see how many people called in to wish me a happy birthday?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, they... How sad. No one called in to wish you a happy birthday.
People mention me on their shows, apparently. So I was told.
Big Fatty did, yes.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
Says he loves you because you give me shit.
Yay! Fuck off, actually, Big what you Fatty. Eat gives you that, but...
Hush up. Don't pull the curtain back. Big Fatty will be proud to know I did not shart myself just now.
You got close.
When we paused the recording, I ran and took a big old poop.
I wonder, we're airing out the plane currently.
I wonder if any podcasters have sharted on their show. That
have you sharted on your show or suspected someone of doing so? Please give us a call and tell us all about it.
Call Big Fatty. Don't call us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty will be proud to know I did shart myself just now. Oh.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4002, I say, chew, of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I think we may have some voice letters. Big Fatty.
Oh, my darling, Big Fatty. Is it Big Fatty? Oh, hello, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Mommy.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, hello and good morning. Yeah, Gussie, hello, waker-uppers. Big Fatty, you weren't papaya. I was not papaya, it's true. Y'all, wishing us, a hello and all, and some of the characters from over there at the, Shy Life, little show, and, then the second one, y'all, that's my smart-ass, Northeast Straight Jenny! Y'all, speaking of smart-ass, he had a comment over there at the BFO. He says, oh, congratulations, big one. That is quite the feat. I can't imagine all of the work that must go into it. It certainly doesn't show. Here's to 4,000 mo. Love you, Big Fatty. He is a smart ass. And y'all, then that last voice was David B. And y'all recorded that, when I was up in the Bury, and he came to the Meetapalooza. So, anyway, and y'all, I just throw this out there. Y'all, Big Fatty always needs more people to just send him a good morning, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, get as Digger would say, come on, get off your ass. Big Fatty, has Digger done one? No, he hasn't.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 7th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's a voice. It's a person whose voice we don't hear anymore. That's right. She was the co-pilot over there at the Steve the Tata Airlines, and you know, they went under. I don't know if you knew that or not. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, now in this economy, lots of things go under. No, with Steve the Tata, it means go under means something different to him. But anyway, y'all, she never made it to Pride 48, but she was on, I think she was on one of the Pride 48 cocktail parties that Big Fatty held on the inner tubes. Y'all, I am talking about the very, very talented Cindy. Big Fatty, we love Cindy, except her we question her sanity. Well, that's because she spends a lot of time with Steve the Tatum. But anyway, but y'all, I don't know. I don't know if Cindy is on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth. I know Steve the Tatum is still on the Twitty, but y'all, if you see her or if you see him, make sure he tells Flame Dame Cindy, Big Fatty, tell her that we wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Yes,
happy birthday! Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, the famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, we love the Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, what's wrong with me? Ooh. We love the Fatty the Pooh music, it's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I think the Nip stopped by for a short while, and I really don't remember. Big Fatty, you sound like old Crooked Hat. Well, maybe I'm turning into Crooked Hat. Big Fatty, are you going to start driving 5 hours for a haircut? No. Anyway, one way, of course. Let's see. Y'all, I didn't really do much of anything. Y'all, after I watched that that Tim Apple, you know, that Tim Apple show in the afternoon. Oh, I think the Nip came down as that was ending. So anyway, y'all, I didn't have a whole lot on my VRC. Y'all, I've got the two seasons of The Ghost, and I think it's gonna be a cute show. But I hadn't watched either season of it. But y'all, they ain't shit on the VRC right now. So I think I'm gonna start and watch all the two seasons. You know, the kids call it the binge. They're gonna do the binge. Oh yes, Big Fatty, binge. So they're gonna binge the Ghost. And anyway, y'all, the Antiques Roadshow wasn't on. Big Fatty, well, that Big Fatty ain't gonna be much of anything on because of the actors' strike. Well, yes, I saw something about that. And y'all, by the way, as soon as this little show is recorded and bounced and in the can, as they say, y'all, I'm gonna have to make a call to do a wellness check. I'm gonna have to do a wellness check on Archer. Because, y'all, there was that Tim Apple did the program yesterday. And, y'all, Asha hadn't put out a podcast yet talking about about the Tim Apple show and all that stuff. Y'all, something's up in Mudville. Big Fatty, I didn't know he lived in Mudville. Well, he lives very close to the restaurant that is owned by the husband of Miss Nora O'Donnell. Big Fatty, really grasping for content today, aren't you? Well, maybe a little bit. But anyway, y'all, before I went to bed, I had an onion that was going to go the way of the airplane show. Steve the Tater's airplane show is going to go rotten. It's going to go down for the count. And y'all, so I cut it up and I had some celery. And y'all, I had a pound of beef stew meat that I had taken out of the Frigidaire earlier in the day. So y'all, before I went to bed, I threw all of that in the cracker pot, and it cooked overnight. Y'all, it smelled so good when I woke up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, the nip did not walk with me, and but y'all, I had my regular morning routine, coffee. I had a little piece of sourdough toast with butter, and did my puzzles. Y'all, my niece, my oldest niece, y'all, she's eloping. She's eloping. A Big Fatty, is that like enveloping? No, well, no. But y'all, she and her, my new nephew are going to be going out to the Seattle area, the Pacific Northwest is what they call it, and they've hired a photographer to take these fancy pictures of them in their wedding costumes, and they follow them from dawn to dusk, from dawn to dusk, and they take pictures all kinds of places, like on cliffs and overlooking rushing rivers. And y'all, they have a personal chef that follows them around and makes food for them for the day. It's an experience for them. Not gonna be anybody else there. If anything, it'll be his parents and my brother and sister-in-law, my niece's parents, but that's it. And then they're going to have a party at the end, and this is going to happen like the 19th of September. That's the day. And then the 30th of September, they are having a hootenanny that afternoon. Let me just see. I've got a card here. It says save the date, Big Fatty. You better save it. And y'all, they're gonna have a hootenanny. That Saturday, and then that Sunday morning, my brother and sister-in-law, they're gonna host a brufkus at their house. So that'll be the 1st of October. But so y'all, it should be quite nice. I've already made me a reservation at the motel that's closest to them. You know, I've got those good points that I need to that I need to use, and so I'm doing that. And anyway, that being said, my niece has also started doing the Wordle. So, y'all, I woke up on Tuesday morning, and I had a message. Oh, I got the Wordle in 5! And, y'all, I didn't even remember what the word was, much less how many I got it in. So, I always send the picture. You know, those little pictures. You send that in a testimonium. Used to do it on the Twitty. Well, I still do it on the Twitty, but everybody used to do it. And Big Fatty, Dr. Stone doesn't like those little pictures. No, but, you know, he'll probably send an angry old man letter to somebody. anyway, y'all, one moment, please. Y'all, I've made me some hot tea with that loose tea that the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill gave me. One moment, please. Y'all, that is so good. It is so good. And she now gets notified in the mornings of what my score is. And that's fine. I enjoy doing that. Y'all, I sent it to Hendrick also. You know Hendrick over there in the Germany, Mexico? he used to do it, but y'all too busy, very busy, very busy, too busy to even send poem, Big Fatty. But I sent it to him and to the Laughing Buddha also. Yes, Big Fatty. He said he's not liking this game anymore. That's just because he fucked it up for the past couple of days. But anyway, after that, I went out on my morning nipple walk. The nip did not go with me. Did the big circle, did Fat Acres. Came back. Y'all, I heard the enormous boys talking about how they're not going to use the word old anymore. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, old this, old that. Y'all, I wear it as a badge of honor. I say, you know, people say, oh, you're just old. I said, well, you're what, jealous? Jealous? And I said, you just wait. One of these days, you'll be sitting in this seat, if you're lucky. And y'all, I embrace it and proud to have made it every day. Yes, Big Fatty, one of these days, we'll all be thankful that you didn't. Oh, Big Fatty, I can't believe I said that. anyway, let's see. Big Fatty, I don't like that. It's a death phone. You think it's Vader again? I don't know, but I'll take care of it. Hello?
Hey, Fatty, comma, Big. It's Randy in Penis, Slovenia. I wanted to congratulate you and thank you for 4,000 episodes. And we all know cuatro is Mexican for cuatro. So happy 4,000 episode and keep them coming. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2023. That's Randy. Randy in the Penis Slovenia. You know, he's the spouse of not so shy Tom. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, Randy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And enjoy Penis Slovenia, Big Fatty, or enjoy penis. And y'all, I got back, watered my plants after the nipple walk, took my shirt. Y'all laid down for a little nipple nap, and now here I am recording a little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. By the way, Big Fatty, is a boring ass day you had. Well, there's nothing on the TV machine or anything. Just, you know, it's just, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all. As soon as I finish this up and make that wellness check on Archer, y'all are going to be heading over to the Page's Okra Grill for supper with Olive and the girls. Y'all, it's that time of the month. Big Fatty, I didn't realize it was a heavy flow day. No, anyway, heading over there for supper. And y'all, then back home here to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a homosexual pride near the big circle. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Steve the Tater. Steve, we don't ever hear from you. Have you got an update on what's going on in your life?
Big Fatty, we proud to know I did shark myself just now. Oh,
I'm glad to hear that things are still moving, despite, anyway.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.